We're less than 2 weeks away from crowning a field hockey champion and from announcing the pairings for the football playoffs. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Most football teams have two regular season games left this year before Selection Sunday and the start of the postseason. Let's take you through the next couple of weeks on the gridiron. Sunday, October 26th, is Selection Sunday. The 32 teams with the most playoff points in each of the eight 11-player divisions will be divided into district pairings. In 8-player, the top 16 teams in each of the two divisions will qualify for postseason play. The Selection Sunday show will air live on the NFHS network at 5 p.m. 11-player districts start October 31st, as do the 8-player regionals. Staying with 8-player, regional finals will begin November 7th, the semifinals are Saturday, November 15th, and the 8-player finals are Saturday, November 22nd at the Superior Dome in Marquette, and those games will be live on the NFHS network. In 11-player, district finals start November 7th, regionals will be November 14th and 15th, the 16 semifinals will be played on Saturday, November 22nd, with the finals Friday and Sunday after Thanksgiving at Ford Field. Both days of finals will kick off at 9:30 a.m. The even divisions will play on Friday. The odd divisions will play on Sunday. And all eight finals will air live on the NFHS network. The NFHS network is your home for the postseason from Selection Sunday to the finals. Sign up and subscribe at nfhsnetwork.com. And to see your team's playoff points and where they rank within their division, check out mhsaa.com and click on football. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Olivet senior golfer Jocelyn Rolston. She captured the first regional golf championship in school history, earning a trip to the state finals in the process. Harper Woods wide receiver Dakota Grant. He had a 99-yard kickoff return for touchdown and caught a touchdown in a 41-32 win over previously unbeaten Saline. And to the Bark River Harris football team, they beat Iron Mountain in Week 2 for the first time in school history, and then beat them again in Week 7, clinching a share of the Western Peninsula Athletic Conference Iron Championship.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the tennis court today, returning a ball that our opponent has hit. We swing, hitting the ball with the strings and then again with the frame of the racket as our swing continues. The double hit ball goes over the net and bounces past our opponent for a point. Or is it our point? Can you hit the ball twice? You can, if it's all part of one continuous swing. You can hit the ball more than twice even, as long as it's the same swing. You can't intentionally hit the ball twice or hit the ball and then re-hit it. It's illegal if you deliberately catch or carry the ball and then hit it again. But if your double hit is part of one smooth swing, the stroke counts and play continues.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The inaugural MHSAA field hockey tournament is off and running. The playoffs started with 36 teams and will be down to the final eight by the end of the week. Those eight teams will play in the regional finals on October 20th. The semifinals are Wednesday, October 22nd at Ann Arbor Huron High School. Game times are 5 and 7 p.m. And the very first MHSAA Field Hockey Championship will be played Saturday, October 25th at Tom Holzer Field in Northville. The game starts at 11 a.m. Tickets for all of the remaining field hockey playoff games can be purchased at gofan.co. And games can be seen on the NFHS network, including both semifinals and the championship. For scores, updated brackets, tickets, and more, check out the field hockey page at mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.